Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So on yesterday's broadcast, before it happened, we discussed the news conference from Alexander Acosta, who we now know did not resign. He defended his role in that plea deal that was worked out in 2008. At the time, Mr. Acosta was the U.S. Attorney in Florida's Southern District. He's facing renewed scrutiny over the case after Epstein was arrested on new federal sex trafficking charges in New York last week. The plea deal reached with Epstein in 2008 meant he dodged federal charges and spent 13 months in county jail on state prostitution charges. In fact, he was allowed to leave 6 days a week for work. Is this a sentence? I mean, really, this is a joke. This guy spent an hour defending himself yesterday. An hour. Acosta describing Epstein's actions as despicable, insisting Epstein might have gotten away with no jail time if his office hadn't gotten involved in the case that was being handled by the state. So he's basically saying, oh, wow, the jail time, I got him the jail time. You call that jail time? When he can get out 6 days a week for work? How many of us can do that if we were in the same situation? This is mind-boggling. You know, the best thing you can do in a situation like this is just to shut up and go away. It really is. Just admit failure. I mean, I just don't get it. I'd be ashamed. I really would be. Knowing especially what we know now. Ah, boy. Let's take a couple of calls on this, beginning with Chris in Charlotte. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Vince. This whole story is just so disturbing, and I can't just help keep reminding myself, for my, just keeps coming to me, like, if these had been 18, 19, 20-year-old girls, we wouldn't even be hearing about it. I mean, these guys are so sick. They just got to have that forbidden fruit. Like, it's got to be illegal, so that's an extra enticement or something, and I don't know how far down or how young these girls get, but it's just disgust me beyond belief, and I can't understand for the life of me why an 18-year-old wouldn't satisfy a 55-year-old Epstein or a 54-year-old Clinton or whoever the hell you want to put in there. It's just so disgusting, and you know, I'm ready. Just somebody prove that Trump is associated with this scum, and you know, I'm ready to jump off the bandwagon. But from what I understand, like, he barred Epstein from Mar-a-Lago. I haven't looked into it to verify any of that, but that's kind of what I've been hearing. Like, Trump is no fan of this guy either, so I pray to God our commander-in-chief isn't that shallow. Or, you know, it's just so disturbing. Shallow isn't even an evil enough word for the
you really can't get there. I understand what you're saying there, Chris, and I think many of us share your disgust by this. Let's go out to Tim in Gastonia. Good morning.
How you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
I'd like to say that our president passed the executive order to take some of these guys off the streets, you know, and but I think that Bill Clinton's going to have a serious problem with Rachel Chandler. Rachel Chandler has pictures on the internet of her being with him on the Epstein Island jet, so he's going to have serious problems. It seems like they've gotten out of everything that they've ever done in their whole life, the Clinton cabal has. I really don't think he'll get out this time.
Really? So you think ultimately this is going to ensnare Mr. Clinton?
It is. It's going to ensnare a lot of other people. You have a lot of stars that got on the Lolita Express. You have stars, fancy people, and it's a possibility that Epstein was tied in with the Mossad so that they could have sex on the airplane with girls and then turn around and blackmail them at a later time. I think that's what's going to come out in the future.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to watch for sure, Tim. I very much appreciate your call. And, you know, one of the things, and I just encourage us, all of us, to guard our hearts here. Because if we're honest, isn't there a temptation here to hope that our political enemies are caught up in this, but not the person we support? Hopefully it's not somebody I like, you know? Well, that scum Bill Clinton, yeah, I hope they get him. You know, it's kind of a carryover from impeachment, too. Because we all knew the guy broke the law. Come on. But he got off. It's rather unfortunate. Let's go out to Herb in Lancaster. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I'd like to talk about the murder at the restaurant. And Chief Kerputnik was on a previous show, and he said some wonderful things that I hope politicians are listening and will follow suit. The justice system, it should be one size fits all. And you know that statue of Lady Justice?
Right.
With the blindfold,
yes.
The sword, and the law book. Well, for I guess ever since this country was put together, there's been a hole cut over one of the eyes so that Lady Justice can see who she's dealing with. And this is why we get the disparity in dealing out justice. And the justice system should be about punishment, nothing else. These individuals, and Chief Kerputnik spoke to this, make their own decisions whether they're going to do the right thing or not, their present and their future. So therefore, the justice system shouldn't be about rehabilitation or sending these people off on a all-expense-paid vacation. It should be about punishment. And the chief finished by saying, we need to get back to basic respect across the board, starting in the home, in the schools, and society.
Pretty basic stuff. And one of the challenges here is these things are kind of out of vogue, aren't they?
They need to get back.
Yeah. How do we do that?
Well, it's simple. As I said, or he said, the justice system should be about punishment, nothing else. That'll cut the overall cost of it to begin with. And if the punishment is so horrible to have a repeat performance like this particular individual just got out of jail, believe me, that would help him make life-changing decisions to say, I don't want to go back to that. I better try another road rather than the criminal road.
Yep, and hopefully they will get the message the first time around. That's the whole idea behind it. Appreciate your call there, Herb, or maybe even get the message before the first time. You know, isn't that one of the most important ways to learn? To learn from other people so you don't have to make their same stupid mistakes. That's the way it's supposed to work. It doesn't always happen that way. Coming up, we talked about journalism earlier. Well, there's some other things that at least one person would like journalists to learn as they've been piling up on the host of a major cable network. And this story is just, it's crazy. What so-called journalists have done with this. To me, it's an example not only of bias, but of just downright laziness. We'll talk about this much more as we continue.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. Coming up, we're going to talk about one perspective on journalism in terms of what the purpose is of journalism. It's kind of sobering. Very weird. Over on the text line, wow, this Epstein thing sure does look like some big people are going down. Too bad it's not Trump. Also right, Vince. People crack me up. Good try there. Very good try. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Teflon Bill has always been untouchable. The Clinton machine has always been untouchable. This is sick. These rich socialites need to be locked up, all of them, regardless of what jersey they wear. Vince, fake news is fake news, kind of like you. The truth is the truth no matter who reports what. It needs to be called what it is. This person making reference to the story I shared, WAPO has had two or three facts of journalism during the last 10 days. Two or three acts of journalism, this person's saying. Yeah. Okay. So you're an alleged sex trafficker, sentenced to 13 months in jail, but allowed to leave 6 days a week to continue your alleged profession. Yeah, how does that work? Vince, as to the assaults on Costa, I assume you mean Acosta. This country is flush with judges that compromise justice. If he goes down, there needs to be many more that go down with him. Another person here saying you cannot rehabilitate someone who has never been habilitated. Yeah, that's the idea, isn't it? Rehabilitate? Some people have never had it together in the first place. This person also says the justice system is not for punishment. It's for justice. Punishment is just a part of justice. That's an important clarification, I think. So we told you about this issue of journalism and what it's for. You may be familiar with the fact that Tucker Carlson has been under attack for quite some time by the wonderful folks at Media Matters. And I'm sure you're familiar with the antics of one Representative Ilhan Omar. This woman is, I don't know how you characterize her. In one sense, she's kind of beyond description. Liberal doesn't describe it. I mean, it goes well beyond just being liberal and anti-American. And I think that's the essence of what Tucker Carlson was trying to get at in the comments that he made. Tuesday night said that Omar hates this country more than ever, and that Omar is living proof the way we practice immigration has become dangerous to this country. I don't think there's a soul on this planet who can hear the comments this woman has made and not draw this conclusion. People like her are dangerous. They really are. But this is not something about ideology to the mainstream news media. This has to be something about race. This is how they turn it. Well, here's another example of racism, xenophobia, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So I want you to just hear this particular segment. By the way, Omar has tweeted a response to Tucker Carlson, calling him a racist fool, taunting that they will just have to get used to calling me Congresswoman. Huh, boy. Pretty scary. John Berman, who you'll hear in this clip, after claiming many found Carlson's comments on Omar to have been flat-out racist, invited this analyst by the name of Errol Lewis to comment. And you can listen to this exchange, and frankly, it is stomach-turning. Listen up.
You know, there's a lot of an attempt here to create intellectual depth to what, to many, just is a racist comment, a flat-out racist comment or offensive comment suggesting that people shouldn't be allowed in the country. Errol?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because to go back for a minute to something we talked about before, we know that there are lots of young girls who are watching the women's soccer team, and they're being inspired, and they're going to sort of change the world. There are a lot of people, I happen to have been one of them as a kid, who saw all kinds of racist garbage coming out over the airwaves. You know, people like Tucker Carlson. And it was one of the things that inspired me to get into this business, to try and drive away the vestiges of that garbage. I mean, on talk radio in particular, you heard it for years and years and years, just spewing this kind of garbage. And that, I mean, it's stuff like that. And things like what he said last night are going to be said all over the airwaves all day, today and tomorrow and the next day. And it's a wake-up call. It is an alarm to the rest of us that we need to train young people, get them into the media, get them into broadcasting, and do away with that stuff so it'll just be a bad memory.
I like that. Glass half full analysis of that.
The silver lining.
The silver lining, they're saying, is that now that we've learned how racist these people are, we can begin to try to take back journalism. So we can present the wonderful news and perspective like what we bring you here on CNN. That's the translation. Go ahead, Charles. Charles was doing the gesture as if he was about ready to gag himself. This is really what they think. This is sad. And what's really sad is you've got people who are so ignorant, they're such idiots, and so unable to use reasoning. They can't think through the fact that they've got what amounts to a fifth column operating right here in this country. We've talked about this before with our good friend John Guandolo, about the fact that you have groups that are hell-bent on using our system against us. Miss Omar is clearly one of them. We've discussed her connections to the Muslim Brotherhood and some of these other groups before. It's not a secret. And the fact that someone like her can get elected, this tells you about the future of, quote, democracy in America. Democracy in America. Now, what's wrong with democracy? Well, again, that's not what this country is supposed to be. If this ends up being ultimately a democracy, we're done. Stick a fork in us. Because once you reach that point where there's a critical mass of ignorant people, you can vote anything in. See, this is why we have a constitution, a bill of rights. The whole idea is for the constitution to protect us no matter who is in office and no matter who is voting. You can't vote certain things into existence because they're not constitutional. Do you understand that?
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But obviously, these so-called journalists, they don't get this at all. And they are basically assisting in the cause of our enemies in helping to undermine the system that has given them the very freedoms they enjoy every single day. Talk about moronic. It's really sad. Very, very sad. Is there hope? Can this be recovered? Well, got to wake up first. And I'm not sure we're even having that discussion yet. Do you agree? Disagree? Would love to get your thoughts. Also, we'll take a look at the day in history. Stay with us. Back on the broadcast here, getting your thoughts on what is going on, especially with the new developments and apparently now new allegations in this case that's really going to grab headlines for quite some time. Is there any doubt about this? In regard to Jeffrey Epstein, let's go out to a call from Sean first. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. And I had two comments, man. The first, you said something about certain people shouldn't get voted in office, about the lady. I mean, did you make a comment about that? Certain people shouldn't get voted in office. Did you make a comment like that?
I did.
Right. So why did you say that? Look who we got in office now. Do you think he should have got voted in office?
Compared to who we were, else we were voting for, sure. Why not?
I mean, you sometimes, Vince, I wonder, brother. Did you try? I mean, I know you try to be straight down, but then you say one thing, and then you got to think about who's in office. But anyway.
No. Let's stop here a moment. You would prefer to have Hillary Clinton?
I would prefer to have the Senate, the guy that's from Ohio.
Who is that?
Vince.
Which guy from Ohio?
The guy who was from Ohio.
You're talking about John Kasich? Is that who you're referring to?
Huh?
You referring to John Kasich?
Yeah, John Kasich. If I would, yeah, I would vote for Kasich. But let me give you one example. The gentleman called this morning. I'm going to tell you the difference between President Obama, people who voted for President Obama, and this president we got now. The guy said about the incident that happened this morning. And this is the difference between President Obama, people who voted for him. As an African-American, we was proud, man. We was proud once in our lifetime for this country that voted a black president. So we stood a little taller. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we are part of this. But these Trump voters, they go out here and say, this is my country. Just like the guy said, this is my country. We're going to take this country back. You get sent back. So the civility, it starts at the top. So if you got a leader that don't know, have no civility, who has a thin skin, who can't handle that, so all his followers, it's just like a church or whoever you want to follow, all his followers going to take whatever they receive from him and going to take that. What President Obama did, he was proud. So every black person, even you probably didn't vote for him, but it was cool. But as an African-American, for what the country did for us, this country, we was proud. So we didn't go out here and say, hey, we came out and say, hey, we all Americans now. But this country with these voters in, no, this is our country.
Wait a second, Sean. Right, no.
Yes,
there are plenty of people out there that I saw that were downright hateful. And they were, and they took it as a personal slight that you were somehow racist if you did not support Barack Obama. I saw that same kind of mentality. It's just flipped on the other side, Sean. And I think that, in all fairness, that has to be recognized, too, as just as reprehensible as what we're seeing now and what you're complaining about.
I disagree with you, Vince. Like I said, we both went to this agreement, but I wish we could sit down one day, man, and have lunch together, Vince.
We ought to do that. Hold on the line, and we'll be glad to get your information. We could have a very interesting conversation. We'll definitely involve drinks. I guarantee you that. Walt, I am so bad. Walt out of Spartanburg, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Vince.
Yes, sir. Take it away.
I just wanted to make a comment about the statement you made a while ago about democracy.
Yes.
It's funny how legislatures put referendums on ballots, but then when they don't like the result, they make a decision to the contrary.
Yeah, they should have known better, so they want to substitute their judgment for ours.
Yeah. And they don't want to accept the will of the people, so how do they want a democracy?
Yes, go figure. Go figure. Democracy, and the important thing is here, Walt, democracy, when it's convenient for the politicians, that's when they want to promote this. That's how it works. Appreciate your call of Spartanburg. Let's quickly go to John. Good morning, John.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I just want to make a comment about Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, man, like, this is, I'm surprised, like, this is coming out, like, now. Like, this is well-known. Like, I remember hearing about stories about him when I was 18 years old, and I'm 20 now, so, like, I mean, all my friends knew about this in high school. Like, we all knew about Bill Clinton. We all knew about him, like, going over to, like, the island on Lolita Express. And, I mean, I don't know if anybody knows, like, the movie Lolita, but it's Jet's named after somebody who is in love with, like, an underage girl. I mean, it's pretty obvious that this man is a scumbag and should be put in prison. But this whole thing with him being brought to justice, quote, is just, in my view, another way of trying to get Trump. And if they don't succeed, then Jeffrey Epstein's just going to get off again like he did before.
Would not surprise me at all. That, and you could be right about this, John. There could be the hope somewhere in there that this somehow ensnares the president. You know, hope springs eternal, right? Let's go out to... Really got to wonder about people. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history before time gets completely away from us. Mr. Reitzel, how are you today?
I am excited and ready to go.
We're good. We're going to do this in lightning style because your host has miscalculated his time. We have a former vice president who was mortally wounded. And actually, let me rephrase this. He mortally wounded Alexander Hamilton. What kind of contest was he wounded in?
A duel.
It was a duel that happened in 1804. Aaron Burr, the perpetrator in this. Hamilton ended up dying the next day. Not good. 1914, this person made his pro baseball debut as a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. What is his name? Famous name, I should say.
Babe Ruth.
You are correct. This person in 1977 awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously. I think if I have my numbers right here, this would be 9 years after his assassination. Who was it? Presidential Medal of Freedom. A civil rights leader.
MLK.
You are correct. And last but not least, 1995. The U.S. and this country established full diplomatic relations, a country people believe we never should have gone into and invaded. Lots of controversy, lots of deaths, unfortunately. What
Iraq.
Was it? 95, actually, Vietnam is the correct answer. Timing issue there. I get it.
Sorry, I was stuck on.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, here in the final stretch of the broadcast, the very beginning, we told you about a hero, Darnell Harris, who unfortunately lost his life, putting himself in harm's way in a Steak and Shake in Charlotte. Totally different circumstance, but there's another effort underway, closer to home for those of you here in the upstate, that is getting some attention in Spartanburg. Here's what's happened. Paul Eberhardt's simple Facebook plea went viral and has inspired others to pitch in half a world away. Here's what this was about. This started Sunday in Spartanburg when the chance interaction between these two strangers kickstarted an idea to help save a man named Willie and his dog, Roscoe. Eberhardt said he and Willie were perfect strangers. Roscoe caught his eye at the Quick Trip on Reedville Road in Spartanburg. Well, here to tell us more about this particular story, we have Paul Eberhardt himself on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great, Vince. Good to talk to you again, man.
Good to talk to you as well. So what did you see that grabbed your attention here?
I was just pumping gas, and this gentleman is pushing a grocery cart, and he has a dog sitting in the front of the grocery cart like he's actually driving the cart, and it just hit me, and I stood back. I drove up in front of the QT and stood back for about 45 minutes just watching him, and I watched him interact with this dog, and, you know, he goes in and gets water for the dog, and he does all this, and people interact with him, and he never has his hand out. People never hand him money. They never hand him anything, and I'm going, there's something different about this guy. And finally, I just said, you know, I got to do something. So I walked up and said, is there anything I can do for you? And he said, pardon me if I get a little emotional here, but he said, would you get a hot dog for my dog?
For his dog?
He didn't, for his dog. He never, and to this day, I've known him for 5 days now. To this day, he's never asked for anything for himself. And, he's just a unique person. I mean, he's flawed like we all are. He's made mistakes like we all have. But he does not deserve to be sleeping on a sidewalk. And so, you know, I created this fundraising thing, and it's just gone absolutely astronomical.
Tell us what's happened so far.
It has gone viral. I actually got a donation today from Belfast, Northern Ireland. I've gotten them from Australia, Canada. Right now, we're knocking on the door to $12,000 in 5 days. There have been over 5,000 shares. well over 2,000 comments on all the multiple posts. And it's just amazing. A woman donated a car. Advance Auto has donated all the parts if the car needs to be repaired. We found him a job. We found him a place to live. We're working on a permanent place as we speak. And I don't know, Vince. I mean, I was interviewed on television last night, and it just came out. I said, you know, up until Saturday, it's always been about Paul. Paul weren't, you know, getting the next greatest job, the next greatest gig, doing whatever. And now it's not about me anymore. And it's a weird feeling. I can't explain it. My wife says my smile now is the most genuine she's seen in years. And she's known me for 43 years. So,
well, this is pretty extraordinary. And again, and one of the things I like about this is there's no government activity here. There's no taxing. There's no program set up or anything like this. This is just people helping people. So the idea here is to help this guy, I assume, get back on his feet. What was he doing before? How did he end up on the street?
I don't know the entire story. Again, he's made some poor choices. He was involved in a domestic situation and just got put out on the street. That's the extent that I know of it. And you know, I don't think he was on the street very long. I don't think he's one of these poor souls that are, you know, on the street for years and years and years. But you would just have to meet him and see his relationship with this dog. And you know, I've taken some heat from some homeless advocates that, you know, without that dog, I never would have contacted him and all that kind of stuff. I don't buy that. Man, there are haters out there everywhere, and that's why I sent you that post I sent you earlier.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I've been, there have been some racial components to this, and, you know, I'm not going there. There have been some political components of this, and I had to post a post about that. I said, this is not political. This is not about race. This is about human beings that deserve better than to be living on the street. And that's it.
Pretty simple. In the little time that we have left here, somebody wants to get in touch with you and follow up on this. What should they do?
The best thing is just to go to Facebook, and my name is Paul G. Eberhart, E-B, as in boy, E-R-H-A-R-T. But be careful. I've been cloned a couple of times. There are people trying to clone this to steal money off the fundraiser. Look for a dolphin background and a cross of the place up in North Carolina called Pretty Place, up near North Carolina. It's the chapel with Pretty Place cross on it. That's me. The other one has got a different profile pic and all that. And I'd love to talk to you more about this because we've got some things coming up in a few weeks that I think you'll be excited about.
It sounds good. Paul, thanks very much for sharing this. This is one of those things, again, that just kind of brings a smile to your face. And if you want to be involved in some way, you know, go for it. Paul Eberhart, we so appreciate this. And at some point, we'd love to hear this guy's story. All started about over an interaction between a man on the street and his dog. Pretty amazing, huh? Have yourselves a great day, and God bless you. Take care.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.